The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, last week's earthquake in Venezuela has brought untold devastation to the capital, Caracas, and beyond, and there are thousands of people who are still missing. My next guest is asking whether Ireland should have a rapid response emergency medical team to help respond to these sorts of disasters. And he's with me here in the studio, Dr. Gabriel Fitzpatrick, director of the International Clinic Dublin, consultant in public health medicine and former chair of Medicine Sans Frontières Ireland. You're very welcome. Thank you for being with us. So what would this team look like? What is it?
Well, an emergency medical team. It's made up of staff, ideally HSE staff. They have training and they have equipment, and they're able to deploy within 72 hours and ideally accredited by the World Health Organization. Now, lots of European countries have deployable emergency medical teams. Countries of similar size to Ireland, such as Norway. And lots of those teams are deployed at the moment in Venezuela. And an emergency medical team is something Ireland has both the personnel and the capacity to build, because Ireland's very generous. We give lots of money for overseas aid. We've already given, I hear there's €1 million has been given for the International Red Cross in Venezuela. Another €1 million was given by the government to the Venezuelan Humanitarian Fund. But what I've noticed, and I've worked in various places across the world, is every time you work in one of those places where disaster strikes, people thank you for turning up. There is a power in turning up when disaster strikes. Now, Ireland is very good at signing checks, at giving funding and so forth, but there is that capacity there within Ireland and within the staff we have to be able to turn up using an emergency medical team to assist on site.
Is that not what Medicine Sans Frontières does?
Correct. There are lots of NGOs in Ireland and lots of NGOs in Europe. And they go all over the world and they help out. But some NGOs are good, are very good. Some NGOs are not so good. But we know from talking to other EMTs that health services, that for a country, they benefit by having an emergency medical team. It brings those individuals who work in various NGOs under the same umbrella. We can guarantee their training. We can guarantee their safety. And it's not that emergency medical teams are just for helping people in disaster zones.
So they're working away, doing their regular day-to-day job, and then they would get the call up.
Exactly. And we, Ireland, our health service would benefit from it as well. So we know from working in the health service that people who deploy and work for several weeks or several months abroad, when they come back, they're happier. And when you have happy healthcare staff, you have better patient care. And an emergency medical team is not something that is just deployed abroad. If we can never say that there may be an emergency in Ireland, some disaster that we did not think of, and then that emergency medical team would be available for Ireland, mm-hmm. could help out on site.
And look, it sounds like a great idea, but there is fallout from that, because you're taking people out of the health service to do the job and you have to do the backfill and all of the rest. And already I have people saying we can't look after our own people, you know. How much of a problem does it create?
True. So when we talk about our health service, there's over 150,000 staff in our health service, a budget of almost €28 billion. It's a massive institution in our country. But when I talk about when we talk about an emergency medical team, a type one team, it would take about 20 staff to run it. And those 20 staff would not be taken from one clinic or one hospital and shut that clinic down. It might be a doctor from a hospital in Dublin, a nurse from a hospital in Galway, a logistician from a clinic in Donegal. It would take staff spread out across the country. But before they go, there would be a system for backfill built in to the roster. So no clinic would be left where people have to wait longer for their care. A key component of an emergency medical team is that it does not affect the health service of the country where the team members mm-hmm. are coming from.
So what kind of traction is this idea getting?
Well, there is, so obviously a team like this requires support from the HSE, requires support from the Department of Foreign Affairs, requires support from Irish Aid. And there's nobody that states it's a bad idea. But we do have to get behind it and actually create it. Lots of people say lots of things are good ideas, but sometimes it takes a bit of effort to make them happen.
Mm-hmm.
An emergency medical team, it's something, as I said, it benefits our health service because it keeps our staff happy. Those staff who go abroad, they come back happier and they provide better
care
when they're
reinvigorated, having had
exactly.
an experience. And when they would go then, these 20 people to, yes. let's say, Venezuela in this instance, what is there for them? Like, are they working alone or are they fitting into a system?
So this is a key element of emergency medical teams. The World Health Organization, at the moment in Venezuela, there's a UN-designated emergency coordinator. They make a call to international EMTs to arrive into the country. So teams from France, Germany and Italy are arriving. But that coordinator sits and states the French team goes to this area because they have this capacity. The British team goes to this area because they have that capacity. And they all interact with each other. So if the French team, for example, have a burns patient they can't deal with, they transfer it to the British team.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of months ago, I was in the UK and I was at their simulation exercise for the UK EMT. And this was a field in the middle of England. And that field was renamed the name of a made up country, and an earthquake had struck. So all of a sudden, the emergency medical team was set up, staffed by NHS volunteers, and then local actors arrived with injuries. The staff had to deal with them. Local actors arrived acting as militia, fighting with each other. The NHS staff had to deal with it. And then local actors also arrived pretending they were members of the public who were unhappy with the situation. And those NHS staff had to do that as well. So the NHS, 2 months later, that UK EMT is now heading to Venezuela to help out. So, you know, they can manage to create an EMT training facility in a field in the middle of England. So there's no reason we can't do that in a field in the middle of
Ireland.
It's
an interesting idea. And I think people would wonder that we don't have it already, you know, given the size, as you say, of our health service here and the goodwill that Irish people have always shown when disaster strikes elsewhere.
True, but we do have to be clear that this will not affect our existing health service. It's designed not to make you wait longer for your cataract replacement. It's designed not to make you wait longer for your knee replacement. It's something that runs along in parallel with our health service, but will not affect the delivery of care that our health service provides.
Gabriel, thank you very much for coming in and telling us about it. That's Dr. Gabriel Fitzpatrick.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.